This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
DeSantis was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
An interesting poll out about how Democrats really feel about ICE, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some liberals using it as a rallying cry for November's elections, but a new poll finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating immigration and customs enforcement. Though even though they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of the Democrats surveyed in the Associated Press poll view the agency negatively, including three-quarters who describe themselves as liberal. Overall, opinions about ICE are divided along those partisan lines. While a majority of Democrats view the agency negatively, Republicans largely have favorable views of ICE. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A treasure from the Titanic sold at auction for a nice price. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auctions says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife, Miriam, to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22. For USA Radio News, I'm Rob.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is right there. And, of course, you know we're givers, so we've got plenty of things to give you in the form of not only useful information, but also past interviews that we've had with all our great guests. And they're right there for you to share, download at your convenience, absolutely free with our compliments. Because, as I say, we're givers. Hey, Bruce Kaufman is with us right now. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide, regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. A history fanatic since childhood, he launched Bruce's History Lessons in 2001, written to be both entertaining and informative. The short 450-word column covers little-known events in American and world history, and we're honored to have Bruce on a near-regular basis. We always appreciate him coming on and helping us remember some tidbits of history. And Bruce, remind everybody where they can go for more information on your columns.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. They can go to my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And on the right side of the homepage, there's a little icon that says subscribe to Bruce's writings. And you type in your first name, last name, email address, and then you pick of the three things that I send out every week. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week, my quote that I think is funny or interesting or profound. On Wednesday, I send out my syndicated newspaper column on American and world history, Bruce's History Lessons. I send them out in an email. And on Friday, I send out what I call my Thinking Out Loud column, where I talk about some of the public policy issues, political issues of the day. So your listeners, if they go on the website, type in their name, address, and then pick one of the three or all three, I will send them to you on Monday, the quote of the week, on Wednesday, my history lesson, on Friday, my Thinking Out Loud. Pick one, pick all, pick two, pick as many as you or as little as you like, and I think you'll enjoy them.
Well, without a doubt, I will say that you will like all three. So pick all three. Just make it easy for yourself. It's enjoyable reading. It'll stimulate your thinking, and again, it'll catch you saying, why didn't I learn that in school? You know, well, but you're learning it now, and then you can pass it on to your kids and family members so they're in the know, as we say. Well, let's rewind history here just a little bit. Summer of 1969, all in the spirit of the waning days of summer of 2018. Bruce, of course, we knew that as the summer of love, right?
Summer of love in 68. Yeah, Bill, that was the summer of love. That is where the Woodstock generation got its name, in a place that wasn't in Woodstock, New York. It was in a town called Bethel, New York. Mm-hmm. And on Max Yeager's farm, they were expecting somewhere between 15,000-20,000 people. By the second day, there were 500,000 people at Woodstock. They had to actually close the New York State Thruway because there were so many traffic jams and cars on the Thruway. It was just an amazing concert.
Right. Well, kind of interesting that you had all those people coming together as a collective. And, you know, for several days, you had an experiment in socialism, did you not, you might say?
You did. You definitely did have an experiment in socialism. And what was also interesting about Woodstock is how integral this was. I mean, all those kids there were protesting the Vietnam War. They thought that, you know, that the government was corrupt and all of that. And yet they were highly dependent on the government to keep them supplied with food, to keep them supplied with medicine. There were nurses there. There were members of the government from all kinds of federal agencies that were there to make sure that people weren't hurt, that people didn't die, that people didn't starve. It was an amazing contribution to Woodstock that the state and local and federal governments made. And this was the kids who were pretty much protesting everything the government was doing at the time.
Yeah, and just for a moment here, if it was really a true socialistic environment, I doubt that they would have gotten that support. Would they have, Bruce?
No, they would not have. But, I mean, again, one of the things about Woodstock that was truly amazing is how everybody got along. There were no major, there was probably some drug busts here and there, but there was no major theft, there was no major crimes, there were no major attacks. There were no major fights. Everybody did. I guess you could call me part of the Woodstock generation. I was about 19, 18, 17 or 18 at the time.
Yeah, right with you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and,
I was right with you.
In fact, I tried to go to Woodstock. I was living in Albany, New York, and we heard about it, and we couldn't get there because of the traffic jam, so we turned around and went home. But all the kids, I mean, everybody, you have to admit that everybody got along really well. It was 3 days of love, peace, and music, and for the most part, it was very peaceful, lots of music and lots of love, by the way.
Yeah, and no hashtags, because that could have been a season of hashtags, too, Bruce. You know that.
I do know that, but there was none of that at that time.
Exactly. But, you know, and you mentioned in your column, which I thought was quite interesting how you tied this back in, to Zager and Evans' song, which I was playing on the radio nonstop, that number one hit in the year 2525.
Yeah, that was amazing because as I mentioned in my column, that was not on the Woodstock playlist, but at the time Woodstock was going on, that was the number one song on the Billboard Top 100. It was the number one song on all the charts. And it was really an interesting song, which is probably why it was number one. It was about a dystopian future. It talks about how, I mean, it's basically the two guys who wrote the song, Denny Zager and Rick Evans, are basically taking us on a dystopian trip into the future in which people don't think, they don't make choices, they don't work, they don't use their senses, their sight, smell, or sound, or speech, because medical and technological advances have taken over their lives. Okay, so machines are doing all the works for them. They're taking pills that make them think. They're taking pills to tell them what to say. At one point in this dystopian future, families break down because you don't need a husband or wife because you're picking kids out of test tubes. Mm-hmm. It was really an amazing story that they tell. And at the end of it, okay, God comes into the picture and decides, you know, maybe it's time for Judgment Day because, this is really crazy what's going on here. But sort of the point of my column was that, you know, this is back in 1968. And as I end my column, imagine, okay, how this was the number one song in 1968. Imagine how we would take to that song today when we live in a country, in a world, and where millions, you know, machines have taken over so many industries. We take so many pills, both legal and illegal, to get us through the day. We have Google and other search engines, including Siri and Alexa, answering our questions, telling us what to do, telling us where to go. And we have government agencies such as the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA keeping barely a track on our daily lives. Imagine how people would take to that song, that dystopian future song, if it had come out today.
Right. Well, and interesting when it talks about, in the conclusion of that song, after we've shed a billion tears, man's reign is over. But man's reign was over a lot earlier as technocracy took over, was it not?
Yeah, absolutely. That is what they're saying, is that, yeah, we no longer control our lives. We no longer, I don't want to get into a discussion of the welfare state, right now. But we were in a position where, you know, technology has taken over our lives. We no longer have individual choice. We no longer have individual freedom. Those kinds of things that you and I talk about all the time when we talk about the Founding Fathers.
Well, exactly. Well, the thing is, and when you talk about the Founding Fathers, let's talk about the original Founding Father and what he gave us and what he laid out for us. He laid out for us liberty and said that, look, at if you do it my way, you'll be free. You will really enjoy true liberty. But if not, and you do it your way, then eventually you'll be taken over by your own devices. So everything that God told us from the very beginning and continues to warn us about is what Zager and Evans really sang about, but I'm not sure people can make that connection.
Yeah, you're right, and that is probably why Zager and Evans brought God into the picture around the year 7510.
Bruce, real quick, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. More from Bruce Kaufman after this.
Okay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with the historian, our favorite one, of course, Bruce Kaufman is with us. Bruce, we were just finishing up our conversation about Zager and Evans. Interesting, the irony of it all, 1969, the summer of love, Woodstock. We had the Vietnam movement. A lot was happening in the culture in terms of us being conditioned for Zager and Evans' song, too, because we had Brave New World, the book that people were starting to read, some old classics were starting to come back that really brought some of this into focus, even with what we were studying in school.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, as you and I mentioned before the break, it is, this is, God enters the picture in that song because he's looking at the choices we've made, and he's thinking they are making all the wrong choices. All right, they have given up their freedom, they've given up their individuality, they've given up their ability to chart their future. Machines have taken over their lives. They're getting through the day by taking pills. They are not making individual choices. They're not assuming responsibility for their own lives, and that's the point of the, I think that was the point of the song. And as you know, and that's, I think that's why Zager and Evans brought God into the song at one point, to say, fellas, mankind, you've gone the wrong path, we have to change it.
Yeah, well, because I think that it's kind of like it's kind of like someone drowning. You go through all the fight, and this is what humanity has been doing from day one. It's been drowning, doesn't even realize it, but it's been fighting and struggling. Maybe part of them, a part of us realizes there's got to be a better way, but until we get all that fight out of ourselves and we're willing to surrender to godly principles and to the original master plan, we keep on doing that. But even, 10,000 years later in this song, as Zager and Evans is getting, is maybe humanity is that point where they fought themselves out and now they're, they're prepared and better acclimated to maybe appreciate a savior and a rescue.
Yeah, and in fact, the ending of the song is somewhat enigmatic, but yes, you could make the case that what they were saying is that God has come and he's reminding them that they are on the wrong path and it is time to get back to the right path, and they've accepted that. The lyrics at the end of the song are somewhat enigmatic, sort of hard to decipher, but you can certainly make the case that in God showing up and saying, guys, it's time to get back to the original principles that I was teaching in the Bible, and in my life, and if you do that, then you will regain control of your life.
Exactly. Bruce, you also recently wrote a story that we had covered a bit, and I loved your and appreciated your perspective on Jeremiah Thomas, the teenager from Waco, Texas, dying of cancer. We've heard of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they contacted Jeremiah and asked him, okay, what do you want? Now, most kids that they offer this to, they go to Disneyland or there's something, some special adventure that they want to go on. But Jeremiah had a rather unique dying wish. Tell our audience about that.
Yes, he did. What his wish was, and it is part of the fact that he was a devout Christian. His father was a reverend and director of a Dallas-based pro-life organization called Operation Save America. So when the Make-A-Wish folks asked him, okay, give us your wish, his wish was that abortion be outlawed in his home state of Texas, which certainly took the Make-A-Wish folks by surprise. That's not the kind of usual wish that they get. Mm-hmm. But true to their word, they arranged for him to meet with the very pro-life governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and the two of them had a very nice conversation. And Jeremiah now considers Governor Abbott his friend, and Governor Abbott, at his urging, Jeremiah's wish that abortion be outlawed in the state of Texas is now part of the Republican Party platform in Texas. So, yes, that was his wish, that instead of me going to Disneyland, instead of me hanging out with, my favorite movie star or athlete, I want abortion outlawed because, to me, abortion ends human life. And, of course,
now here's a young man.
Was horrific.
Exactly. Well, and Jeremiah is what, 16 years old, right?
Yep.
So here is a young man who is dying, and he's pleading for life.
Boy, is that something sweet and ironic all rolled into one. And of course, because, as you mentioned, this being, how is it that life and death has become political? You know, that's really a sad commentary on our culture right now. But it has. The fact is, and as you said, boy, as soon as this came out, and thank God, I mean, because God had to be there to really allow this message to be put out there. Bruce, there are messages like this that are being stomped. They're being stifled all the time. I mean, we've seen what Facebook, what Google, what these social media and these big tech data companies are doing to us in stifling our speech. I mean, the whole idea of freedom of the press and freedom of speech is being stomped on irreverently left and right. And issues like this. Now, here's this young man, but for God, and I believe it was God that allowed this happen to where you and I are even talking about this today.
So not to go into detail, but the trolls on social media just came down on him like a ton of bricks, and his response to all of the hate and all of the anger that was directed at him through social media, his response was, I pray God will have mercy on them. His response to his tormentors, I pray God will have mercy on them. That is the truly a Christian response to, you know, the hate that he was experiencing.
Exactly. Well, in a lot of ways, exampled by our Savior, while he was being beat and abused and crucified, crying out to the Father, you know, forgive them for they know not what they're doing. And here's a young man suffering from this aggressive bone cancer that has resulted in a collapsed lung, paralysis from the waist down. He's endured surgeries, aggressive chemotherapy, and radiation. None of this has worked. And in the midst of this pain and him holding on to life, he's throwing out a lifeline to others to save their lives.
Yeah, it's truly astonishing. And again, and I close the column, and I just want to share this with your listeners. Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And as I end the column, Jeremiah is now in hospice care, serenely waiting for his end, at least his end on this planet, on this earth.
Yeah. As we know it, being ready to be prepared to be birthed into eternity.
Right.
And we can anticipate that will be a glorious time for Jeremiah, a huge relief. But, you know, for us here on earth, you know, for his family, we lift up prayers for his father and, you know, the ministry, the church, you know, their community, because Jeremiah has touched not only that immediate community. I mean, he's done what God's called us to do, and that is to take the message from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. I mean, this message has been going around the world, Bruce.
Yep, absolutely. And here's a perfect example of, you know, the true Christian faith. And Jeremiah, as I say, he's waiting for, I mean, his end is near. He's serene about it. He knows that when his life ends on this earth, he will be in heaven with God. He will be in a better life.
Yeah, relieved of all the agony and suffering that he's enduring right now. And, of course, adding to that, Bruce, I mean, the suffering he must be feeling, you know, in his heart for, you know, these murders that are taking place in his state and beyond. So this has been most amazing, and I really appreciate you, you know, sharing that and bringing it to us. And especially we can all take away from this, as you kind of touched on, and that is a need for kindness in our society right now. Here's someone who is being extremely kind for the unborn, and he's, you know, I mean, he's dying, and the people are just, you know, coming, and like you said, they came on him like a ton of bricks. But he chose kindness and grace and mercy over a human response of ignorance and hurtfulness.
Yeah, and also he chose, his priority is not so much his life, it's the life of the unborn. That is his priority. That was his wish. Forget about me right now. I'm fine. I'm serene. I'm waiting for my end. Let's worry about the life, taking the lives of the unborn.
You know, without a doubt. Bruce Kaufman has been our guest, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, remind everybody of the website again.
It's history. historylessons.net, one word, plural, history lessons. And you explore the website, and you can read my column there and decide whether you want to subscribe to it.
You got it. All right, Bruce Coffin, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bill, my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon chief, the latest to praise the late John McCain.
Senator John McCain was a man who served his country honorably as a naval officer, as a defiant prisoner of war, standing with his brothers in arms until all returned home together.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis telling reporters at the Pentagon that McCain never lost sight of the fact that a strong defense is a key part of a strong democracy. McCain chaired the Senate Armed Services Committee. He didn't leave a note, but the sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida, says they're pretty sure the video game player who opened fire at a video game tournament in Jacksonville on Sunday was targeting other players. He killed two of them and injured 11 before killing himself. Records show 24-year-old David Katz had been treated for psychiatric issues at least as early as age 12. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Give me, grace when I need it. Highest stakes, 20, 20, now I see that. You leave me feeling happy, so I can be all that I am. Give me faith to believe it. When it hurts, there's a real good reason. You leave me feeling happy, so I can be all that I am.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour again, we're grateful to Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. And she's just done outstanding work. Check out the Remembrance Project and, you know, come alongside. I mean, this is a time when all hands are required to come on deck to take on the situation that we find ourselves in today, and that is that our Constitution is under attack. I mean, this is a culture war, and this is one that has been going on for quite a while. John Zemerich joins us right now. He's a co-author with Al Parada, their book. I tell you, I love this book for many reasons. Yes, there's a bit of satire and things that you can chuckle about, but it really... it meets the road. It's the rubber is meeting the road in this book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, an American First manifesto. As Ronald Reagan said, a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. John Zemerek, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. It's good to be on.
Well, you know, I want to talk about Tommy Robinson, but before we do, because our audience may not be fully aware of Tommy, I want to just, you know, kind of bring into focus what your book, what you and Al had addressed in Immigration, an American First Manifesto. I mean, to me, this is just another one of those bricks in the wall that progressives have been trying to take out in hopes of crumbling, you know, a nation that was founded on constitutional principles, is it not?
Right. They want to flood the country with low-skill workers and their families at a time when we don't have jobs for them. They know that even if those people work for a little while, the million or so mostly low-skill immigrants they're bringing in legally and the hundreds of thousands they're allowing in illegally, well, very quickly, a lot of them end up on the welfare system. In fact, already disproportionately recent immigrants, especially from Latin America, are much more likely to use welfare, food stamps, something like that, than native-born Americans from whatever ethnic group or social class. So what's that doing is creating captive voters for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to turn America into a socialist country, if you want to promote Venezuelan-style economics and radical social policies, all you keep doing is flooding in new voters. It's like, imagine you had strongly anti-communist Cubans flooding into America. I think we Republicans would be thrilled. Well, likewise, the Democrats are bringing in people who are used to a corrupt socialist country where the government really wields the power, and so the point is to gain control of the government because private enterprise will always be looted by the state. So really what you need to do is get in good with the government.
Exactly.
71% of immigrants from Mexico, 71% want a bigger government.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, right there.
Well, that's what they know. That's how they've been raised, John. They've been indoctrinated. I mean, early age. They don't know about this kind of country that we have where the, you know, I keep telling people it's like the pyramid, the organizational structure, which normally forms a pyramid, has been turned upside down. Our founding fathers purposely turned it upside down and said it was going to happen through we the people. They're at the top. It's no longer going to be about kings or an elite ruling class. But that has been the pressure from day one, that dynamic tension that has been really, you know, has been spearheaded by Democrats. I mean, you got to call them out for what they are, you know, and Democrats, members in the Democratic Party today are slowly but surely waking up and realizing that Joe Manchin is kind of a dinosaur looking for a mate here in the 21st century, the Democratic Party. He doesn't have a party to belong to anymore.
No, the new Democratic Party is Maxine Waters, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, look at people like Kirsten Gillibrand, who was a pro-gun moderate Democrat. Oh, she has morphed into a radical leftist. Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing we need to know about immigration is, and we go through this in the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. We go through the history of immigration. We talk about the radical difference between what's happening now and what happened in the past. 100 years ago, we had empty farmland, we had exploding industries, we needed low-skill immigration, and we did not have a welfare state. 1 out of 3 Italians who came to America as immigrants went back home because they didn't find congenial work, they couldn't support themselves. Nobody goes home now because the welfare state is a glue trap. Immigrants come in, but they don't come out.
Right.
Because you're better off here on welfare than you are in their home countries working 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
That right there just tells you everything you need to know. It's like opening the Plaza Hotel in New York to the homeless. Yeah, they're going to stay.
Of course.
I mean, I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've become the Hotel California, right?
You can check out, but you will never leave, right?
Exactly.
And it's all about packing the roles with Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you care about any issue on the right, pro-life, pro-gun, free speech, religious liberty, immigration cancels them all. It is shaking the etch-a-sketch of American politics, turning one state from red to blue after another. California used to be the home, political home of Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. Now it's like the northernmost state of Mexico politically.
Right.
The Republicans aren't even competitive there. The Democrats just need to keep the doors open a few more years, and we will never again have a Republican president, a pro-life president. We're done. The Supreme Court will be clones of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll all be living through weekend at Ruth Bader's for the rest of our lives.
Well, and people need to understand as well is that when you consider the Democratic Party and its principles and what they're putting out there, as you say today, what it's morphed into, do not associate them with the Constitution. You are deluding yourself if you think that there's any constitutional foundation to that party.
The most important thing right now is we stop the Democrats from winning the midterm election, because that will reverse Trump's election. We'll spend the next 2 years on a pointless, made-up impeachment trial. Nothing will get accomplished. We won't build a wall. We won't get anything under control in immigration. We won't fix the budget. We might not even be able to do decent foreign policy. This November 6th election is a rerun. It decides whether Trump will be an effective president or whether Nancy Pelosi will be the effective president of the United States.
Well, America's had two years of empirical evidence. If that isn't enough and they want to turn this into a hellhole, then the Republicans...
Here's their chance to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Here's your chance.
Hey, let's talk about Tommy Robinson real quick. Got a couple of minutes here. Tell our audience about Tommy. This is incredible, but he's free for now. But go ahead and give us a quick summary.
Yeah, we've got a piece at stream.org about that. Tommy Robinson is a grassroots, blue-collar English guy who learned about the fact that Muslim migrant gangs are sexually exploiting and raping thousands of young British girls, and the police were doing absolutely nothing about it out of fear of being called racist. And he documented this, despite the fact that the police were trying to cover it up, and now he was documenting another such case, and they found the legal technicality. They threw him in jail. They arrested him, tried him, and sentenced him all in a four-hour period. And then they slapped a reporting ban on his trial, so you couldn't even write about it in the media in England.
And the jail they sent him to wasn't some, it was a hellhole into itself. It was probably one of the worst jails you could have been sent to, right?
Right, full of Muslims who threatened his life. It's amazing he got out alive, in part because of Donald Trump. Sam Brownback, our international ambassador for religious liberty, actually notified the British government that the U.S. was concerned about the safety of Tommy Robinson. And I think that's why he's free today, to continue exposing the danger that Sharia law poses to the West.
Well, not only across the pond here in this country, there are some that just cannot handle the truth. But meanwhile, we will continue to be faithful to that end, because the truth does matter. John Zemerich, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the details on Tommy Robinson and everything else. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel
Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Martinez here as we continue to count every blessings, and we count Abby Johnson as a blessing. We're so grateful for her experiences and what she continues to do in her ministry that she founded. And then there were none, a ministry designed to assist abortion clinic workers out of that incredible industry. And we're told today, Abby, that according to BuzzFeed, that pro-life feminists are changing up the language, I guess, to rebrand themselves, huh?
Yeah, it was really, it was pretty cool to have a really, I think, pretty fair article by BuzzFeed come out about what we're doing and, you know, what our annual conference is about. I mean, pro-life feminism has been around for a long time. I mean, Sarah Foster with Feminists for Life has been doing this, I think, longer than I've been born. But it's really caught the mainstream media's attention recently. As, you know, there are many women, particularly these women's marches that are, you know, sponsored by Planned Parenthood, and these women's conventions that are sponsored by these pro-choice groups. You know, there's a lot of us out there saying, hey, look, you know, you're basically saying that men are oppressing us, and what you're doing then is taking that oppression and putting it on your children. And that's not what real feminism is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be us versus them. Men and women are very complementary. We're made that way for a reason. And you know, we are not going to be liberated as long as we are transferring oppression onto the to another person,
exactly.
The unborn.
Right. Well, the unborn, and then what you do in terms of maligning the male gender. I mean, after all, who do you plan to marry?
Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, we need men's stories. We need men to be talking about this. It's important that, you know, men are raising their voices as well, and particularly, you know, personal stories. Listen, I believe that it will be the personal testimony of people who have had abortions, people who have been affected by abortion, and people who have worked in the abortion industry that will actually make abortion unthinkable in our country. And so we need less people, you know, standing up on podiums and speaking for us who have had these experiences, and we need our voices being raised and put forward.
Yeah, this is the voice of experience. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. I see a day, Abby, when the men of this country are going to be hit with the truth that they have participated in the murder of their children. And there is going to be a cry like we've never heard before. And not only men, but grandparents. You know, women have been carrying this burden all by themselves since Roe v. Wade, told by the government and everybody, oh, no, it's just some, you know, tissue, no big deal. You know, it's like something bad. If you had cancer, you'd want to cut that out. So, you know, this isn't a good thing right now. So it's okay to do that, whatever justification that you use and that people bought into. And, Abby, you've heard the stories just like I've heard. And it's heartbreaking. When I say the women have carried the burden, the women, you know, who come to me and they'll tell me, they'll say, Bill, my child would have been 14 today. Or, I mean, they know this. They carry that with them. Well, if it's just meaningless flesh, why does it matter to them?
Yeah, and that was interesting because I actually attended the women's convention in Detroit. That was, you know, of course, sponsored by Planned Parenthood and NARAL. But I wanted to hear what they were saying. I wanted to hear their language. Mm-hmm. Because even in, you know, the almost 9 years since I've been out of Planned Parenthood, things have changed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have changed. And they've become more brazen with their support of abortion. And so I wanted to go and listen to them. We were in this one session where they were encouraging women to talk about their abortion stories. And it was really pretty paradoxical because on one hand, they would say, you know, I tell women that after their abortion, they just need to go out and celebrate and they need to have a party and, you know, it's no big deal. And then, you know, one woman who works at the clinic pulls out a flask and says, you know, this is how I deal with my job, as if it's difficult to have her job. And then, you know, another woman saying, oh, well, you know, in one breath they're saying, well, it's no big deal and these women need to be celebrating this sort of rite of passage to have an abortion. But on the other hand, they're saying, oh, I cry with my patients because it's such a difficult decision. I finally stood up during the question and answer and I said, you know, I got to ask you ladies, like, if it's not a baby, if it's just tissue, if it's not a big deal, then why is it a difficult decision?
Right.
Why are you crying with patients? Why are patients crying? Listen, I've had a mole removed in my lifetime, and I didn't sit around and cry thinking about this mole that's going to be removed.
Exactly.
Because it was simply just tissue.
Right.
So if it's just tissue, if it's a nothing, why are you crying with them? And they didn't have any answer because they don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they themselves are confused, and we are living in times where, you know, over 60 million babies have been aborted. That's, you know, 60 million mothers and fathers who have been complicit in this act. And that is a lot of wounded people, a lot of hurting people who have not yet found healing, who have not found consolation in Christ. And, you know, we have to be compassionate in our responses to them.
You know, when you say 60 million babies, I mean, that's 120 million parents. Mothers and fathers. I mean, last time I checked, it takes two. And, you know, so here it is. And this is why I'm saying, Abby, I just, for the sake of their very souls, the sake of the souls of their, of this next generation of children that some people may have the opportunity. Because I know that with some women, you know, they've told me, Abby, they go, look at, you know, I since have had children, but I feel like, you know, it was God giving me a second chance, but in part of me felt like I didn't deserve it because of what I did to their sibling. And it's just, you know, like you said, if it's just a mole, it wouldn't matter. But, you know, these are true testimonies of women that have gone through this. And I say they've been carrying this all by themselves. And, you know, and And I want to say to the guys, look at, and I know that there's some guys that are stepping up and they're feeling this and they connect and they say, you know, Bill, I've gone through this. Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's just heartbreaking to think what's going, you know, what's down the line. But I say, you know, the fact is that on the other side of that heartbreak is redemption. It's realizing, mm-hmm. hey, look at, you know, we've learned through this process. We made a mistake. And thank God for God, that God is forgiving and that he wants us back and he wants us to be back on track, living righteous lives that honor him and that honor our families and our children.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I can't even tell you how many, I mean, hundreds, maybe thousands of women came in to our clinic and said, well, you know, I never thought abortion was right, but if it's legal, it must be okay.
Right.
You know, for a lot of people, legality dictates morality, and that's just the way it is in our culture. And so, you know, I believe that we will see a time where Roe v. Wade is overturned. And don't get me wrong, that's not my end goal. My end goal is not to make abortion illegal. It's to make it unthinkable. But I do believe in order to make it unthinkable, making it illegal has to be a step in that process. And when we finally overturn Roe v. Wade, which I do believe we will, we're going to have all these people saying, wait a minute, that was wrong. That really was killing my baby. You know, that really was murder. And we're going to have, I mean, millions of men and women coming forward saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't know. I didn't realize it. And the pro-life movement has got to be ready to meet them with compassion and mercy and, yes, truth.
Yes.
But we have to reach them with charity, and we have to help them tell their stories. And speak up for life, because these testimonies are going to be, I see it all the time. It's our testimonies of those who have experienced abortion that are changing hearts and minds on this issue.
You can't argue somebody's personal experience with abortion and what they're feeling. You can't, there's not enough legalism or any kind of legal argument that's going to justify that when a woman or a man comes to that reality that they've murdered their child. I mean, this is like a Schindler's List moment, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have to decide right now as a movement and as Christians, you know, how are we going to treat these men and women when they come forward? Are we going to treat them with love? And I really hope that for the majority of Christians, for the majority of pro-lifers, that answer will be yes. Because
absolutely,
I do believe that we are at a turning point in our country. I do believe that more and more people are waking up to just the barbaric nature of abortion, and people are turning away from it. You know, abortion is at an all-time low in our country, which is still high. A million abortions is too many. One is too many. But we are at an all-time low, and I believe it's because people are rejecting this message that, you know, that killing another human being brings freedom.
Right.
And, you know, that's a message that we have to keep proclaiming. And that's wrong. That, you know, to be pro-life is to be pro-woman, to be pro-child, to protect both, and to encourage men to stand up and use their voices to protect the children and the women in their lives.
And defend the critical building block of our society, which is the family unit. I mean, this has been a direct attack and hit on that that incredible and critical block of our society is the family, what has happened here with, you know, with abortion in this country. And as I said, or I may have mentioned that, you know, Andy Andrews wrote a great book called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And the premise was that you get them to buy into a big lie. This is what Adolf Hitler promoted. The bigger the lie, the better. It's easier for them to believe. And this is what this society has done. This is what our culture has done. We bought into this big lie. And 60 million babies and counting has been the result. Abby Johnson, you're awesome as always. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of